started discussing yesterday a question that relates to when there is a Patira and a Kavura out of town. What is the halacha with regard to the Avelim who are here and not going to be present at the Kavura? So we mentioned Rav Moshe's tshuva in Yeridea Chilek Beis, Simen Kufayin. Rav Moshe was asked the common question of a mace that is being taken from New York to Eretz Yisrael and family is going to be remaining behind. When do they begin Kavura? So we mentioned Rav Moshe's psak that as soon as the plane leaves with the mace, that is when we begin Avelus for those that remain behind, based on the Gemara in Mod Katan, Daf Chaf Beis, where Rava instructs the residents of Mechuzah that when you accompany the Nifter to the gates of the city, and then you turn back, and the Nifter is taken out to the cemetery, so you begin Avelus when you turn back at the gates of the city. And Rav Moshe's Chiddush and Psak was that, even though nowadays we know when the Kavura is going to be, we have telephones and telegrams, whatever the modern-day equivalent might be, and in times of Chazal, they didn't know when the Kavura is going to be. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe says the pshat in the halacha is that once you turn back from the nifter, from the aron, that means you are disassociating yourself psychologically from involvement with the Kavura going forward. You're no longer involved. And that's why at that point the Avelus begins. And even if you will know today, given today's technological means, when the Kavur will be exactly in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter. You part ways at the airport, your Avelus begins at that point when you turn back from the Nifter at the airport. That was Rav Moshe's Psak, and Igros Moshe Yardea Simen Kuf Ayin. Rav Moshe then refers to a famous machlokas between the Netziv and his Tshuvas Meshiv Davar, and the Netziv's own son-in-law, who succeeded him as Rosh Hashiva and Yeshivas Velazhin, Rav Rafael Shapiro, in his Tshuvas Taras Rafael. And Rav Moshe simply writes that the machlokas between the Netziv and Rav Rafael Shapiro is not relevant to this Shaila. What's that machlokas? So there the machlokas is as follows. In Meshiv Davar, Yeridea, Simen Ayin Beis, the Netziv was asked a Shaila from someone in Baltimore, who was informed that a relative had died and the kavura will be in a day or two, and the individual who was informed of the kavura is not going to be participating or able to attend whatsoever. So the Netziv is mechadesh the following. The Netziv says, although we know the psak we quoted yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ayin Hey, is that when one turns back from the mace, that is when the Avelus begins, even though it's before the Kavura. Nonetheless, in the Tziv is Mechadosh as follows. He says, that din in Shulchan Aruch, that you begin Avelus even before the Kavura, as soon as you turn back from the mace, he argues is dafka when the mace was initially where you are, you were involved, you were assisting with the preparations, and then at that point that now you're done, you bid farewell at the airport, now your involvement is over. Oh, at that point, says the Netziv, that's when you begin Avelus. Masha'enkin, the Netziv was Machadesh, that if you were the entire time in a different location, you were never involved at all from the beginning. Netziv argues in that case that the Avelus would only begin at the time of burial, which of course was relevant, and we'll see soon that this is not necessarily the psak of everyone, but relevant, very relevant in the past year and a half when it was sadly all too common that there would be a relative who died in one particular location, the avel would be in another location, there'd be an inability to attend, to go to the burial. And Siv's psak was that if you're not involved at all from the beginning, the mace wasn't where you are at all, Eretz Yisrael, United States, whatever the locations happen to be, Netziv says, then the Avelus only begins with the Kavura, with the burial. So writes the Netziv. So, good question. So in a case like that, Netziv writes, he says that the individual would be in Aninus until the Kavura. He says, V'lo od, ela sheyesh olav din onen, le'esor olav basar v'yayin, ad sheyesh ma'shenikbar. So according to the Tziv, in such a case, the Ovel lives in one town, the mace dies in another town, he's buried in that town. The Ovel remains an Onan until the burial, and then begins the Avelos only with the burial, with the Kvura. That was the Psak of the Nesiv. Okay, so however you determine when the Kavura was, in times in the Tziv, there was a telegram. You find out via telegram. So you were at Onan until Kavura. That was in the Tziv's Psak. Correct, right. The Tziv is Mechadish that the Din Shulchan Aruch, that you begin Avelos when you turn back from the mace, when you're no longer involved, is when you were involved until that point. But if you're not involved, Bechlal, then the Tziv is Mechadish that Avelos waits until Kavura. Mitzad Sheni, Rafael Shapiro, in his Torah Shafal, Simon Memdalid, quotes his father-in-law, disagrees, and he is of the opinion that no, there's no distinction whether you were involved or not involved. The same way in Shulchan Aruch, Avelos begins when you're no longer involved, he says, so too, here as well. If you're not involved, Bechlal, so Avelos begins immediately. So in the As I mentioned before, the COVID scenario whereby a nifter, a relative, dies out of town, and the Ovel is in a different town, and it's not shaykh to be involved at all, you can't go, you can't participate. So before Shapiro with Paskin, your Ovel starts immediately, right away, immediately. And he writes about the Netziv's Pesach, he says, Lo yadati shum tam l'chalik bazeh. He says, I don't understand what the Netziv's svar is. Why would he argue this is a distinction that when you're not involved at all from the beginning, then Avelos begins with Kavura. Flosh B'yo Paskins, that if you're not involved at all, so the Avelos begins right away. That's his psak in his Shuvas Toras Rifael. What is the basis for the Netziv's psak? That one would wait until Kavura, if the Kavura is out of town and one's not involved at all? The basis, one of his rayas, is the following. He quotes the Psak in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ayin Hey. There the Psak is as follows. Simen Shin Ayin Hey, Sif Vav. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Misha hodiuhu shetzolvu ovde kochavim krovo bi'ir acheres. Someone was told that the Christians crucified a relative of his in a different town. So v'nog avelos miyad. So he engages in avelos right away. A relative died, avelos right away. Then v'chakach no dalo. Then he finds it afterwards. Shadayin omed betzliva. That his relative Nebuch is still hanging, not buried yet. He thought that the Christians had killed him. He was buried. Started avelos. Then he finds out no, he's still not buried. So then Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Avelos that he began doesn't count. He starts again from the burial. So then Siv argues that in that case you see that when you're not participating at all in the Hachanos for the Kavura, that the Avelos begins only with burial. That's then Siv's argument. Now, not everyone agrees that that's a convincing raya. Two tshuvas that were written a year and a half ago dealing with this shaila, one by Rav Herschel Schachter right after Pesach of 2020, the beginning of the and height of the pandemic, and one by Rav Asher Weiss as well, addressing the same shaila, which he subsequently published in a Sefer Minchas Hashem, Agefes HaKorona, and they both feel that this raya that Siv brings is not a convincing raya. They feel that the Shulchan Aruch was simply stressing, not that Avelos begins with Kavura when you're not involved at all. Shulchan Aruch was simply stressing the halacha that if there was a mistaken observance of Avelos because you thought the Chiv was Chal and it wasn't Chal yet, right, he was given misinformation. He was given the wrong information in the case of Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch is simply telling you that if you began Avelos because of misinformation, that Avelos doesn't count. Avelos Betolos doesn't count. You start again Avelos. Shulchan Aruch isn't dealing with when the Avelos should start in a case when you are not involved at all and the funeral is going to be taking place without your involvement. That's not the focus of the Shulchan Aruch. His focus is simply Avelos Betolos based on Yediyah Betolos doesn't count. That's his focus there. So one can bring a raya argue Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Asher Shachter from that psak in Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Shachter writes that the common minhag, he says, with regards to this machlokas, Torah Shafal and Meshav Davar, is like Rav Fal Shapiro. He says that the minhag ha'olam is like Rav Fal Shapiro, that when there is a relative who dies in a different town and one's not involved at all in the preparations bichlal whatsoever, from start to finish, then avelus begins immediately. That's the psak, like Rav Fal Shapiro. That's what Rav Shachter said the common minhag ha'poskim is. So whereas, again, when the nifter dies locally and one's involved in the preparations until the send-off to Eretz Yisrael, so avelus begins only with the send-off, with the parting of ways at the airport. But if the nifter from the very beginning is in a different town, and the avelus and the kibur is in a different town, and the avelim here are not involved at all, then the psak would be like a Paul Shapiro, that one begins avelus immediately, because one's not involved whatsoever. Rav Asher Weiss has an interesting addendum to his own shuva. He raises the possibility. He says he's not sure. He says nowadays that it's so common that even those who are so distant and not involved bichlal in the burial because they live out of town, but they still are able to participate in the levaya via Zoom. He writes, hespedim, levaya, you're participating, you're involved, you're watching, you're listening. So he's mistapek. He says it could be that maybe in such a case the avelim should not begin avelus until after the levaya, because they're actually involved until after the levaya is over. So he raises that as a suffix, as a possibility. Rav Shechter seems to have a paskin that no, the psak is a nifter is out of town from start to finish. One's not involved at all in the preparations over there. One lives here, then one begins avelus immediately over here. That was the psak of Rav Shechter. One last psak that Rav Shechter mentions in that shuva, and also a sadly not uncommon COVID scenario. The nifter is local and one's involved in preparations up until a certain point, and then there is just a delay because of the backlog at the cemeteries, at the funeral homes, and everything is put on hold, but then you're involved subsequently after that when the time comes. Then Rav Shechter writes that one would be an onen until the preparations are suspended, then aninus is suspended, then when the turn comes, so to speak, to be involved in the burial, then aninus resumes, and then the avelus would begin after the kavura in that scenario.
Why would
be? Because one can't be involved at that point. Everything is done. Everything is done. Aninus says you're involved, you're preparing, you're involved. So in that case, Rav Shechter was dealing with the shayla where there was a delay of a week, perhaps, sometimes, before burial would be finally possible. So he said he did all the preparations. You did everything you could do. Now there's mamash nothing to do. Everything is done. So at that point, you're not involved in the chanas for the mace at all. So there's, at that point, nothing more to do. So there's no aninus any longer. Avelus hasn't started yet because you will be involved afterwards in the kavura. So then everything's suspended. When the turn comes, then the aninus resumes. And then the kavura brings about the beginning of the avelus.